Good morning. I'm Paul Murnane. And here are three things to know from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. Number one, a federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to accept asylum claims from migrants. The president signed an order earlier this month barring such claims unless they were made at a specific entry location. The order from Judge John Tiger of the District Court in San Francisco suspends the order until the issue is settled in the courts. Number two, watching the markets. The NASDAQ shed more than 3 points in a tech sell-off that was led by negative news that was out about Apple and Facebook. The Dow fell almost 400 points, or about 1.5%. Number three, the Catholic Church in New Jersey will release the names of priests accused of abuse in which the claims have been deemed credible. Cardinal Joseph Tobin says the church statewide is taking part and a fund will be established for the victims, and that report will be out next year. In sports, Chiefs and Rams completed the highest scoring Monday night football game in history and the third highest scoring game ever in the NFL history. The Rams beat the Chargers by a field goal, 54-51 in Los Angeles, a combined 105 points in the game. Rangers beat the Dallas Stars 2-1. Here's the weather forecast for today. A few wet snowflakes and some scattered showers. Other than that, some clouds breaking for afternoon sunshine today and a high of 47 after the rain and the snowflakes north and west of the city this morning. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 33 the low in New York City. For tomorrow, chilly with a gusty breeze. The sunshine is mixing with clouds and a flurry in the afternoon, the high of 42. And for Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, blustery and very cold, the high just 27 degrees. And we're watching the wind gusts to see how they might affect the balloons for the Thanksgiving Day parade. Remember, we're on your phone, WCBS880.com, but only with the radio.com app, and you can check out more about our top stories, and you can listen live at our website, WCBS880.com.